Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to find out what we're able to do and what we can't do. And for that, we go to Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, I got to ask before we jump in here, what if you close your eyes and you're looking forward to the one thing you can't wait to do when this is all said and done, what is it?
Oh, you know, it's on both sides of the spectrum. Let me give you two.
Okay.
I really miss going to the gym and just working out. As crazy as that sounds, walking around in the cold is not cutting it for me.
Right.
And I like what Kirk said before the break about doing push-ups. I've been doing those as well, but something about doing push-ups like on your carpet it's no good.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work. And then the TV's right there, the couch is right there. I'm having a hard time motivating myself.
Yeah, and the other one is just, you know, it's going out and having a beer at my favorite local brewery. You know, it's only been a week, but, you know, I'm already starting to.
Yeah, I think you and producer Pete have the same one. I think you guys have crossed paths at Temperance before, so.
Yep, exactly. I saw my buddy who runs the tap room there today. He drove by, and we kind of just gave knowing looks to each other like, you know, hope to see you soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and let's talk about that. So what did we learn this afternoon? I think in some ways it feels like not a ton is changing, but for many people, a lot is changing tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Right, and that's, you know, going through this list, you know, a lot of these things are no surprises. They've been closed already, restaurants, schools. A notable one is libraries are now closed. Mm-hmm. The ones in Chicago had stayed open longer than some in other cities. Too long, if you ask the librarians.
Yes.
But like you were talking about before, salons are going to be closing. Most retail stores are going to be closing with a bunch of exceptions. We can run through those. But gyms are closed. You know, city hall is closed. Museums, zoos, movie theaters, all theaters. Playgrounds, you know, bowling alleys, you know, all that kind of stuff. All the stuff where you're basically congregating with other people and you're not doing sort of essential transactions that you can do from, you know, with 6 feet away from each other.
So when we say playgrounds, if there's a playground in a park, the park itself, you can walk through the grass. If there's a pathway, you're fine there. But the playground itself where you're going and you're playing on the equipment, that's a no-go?
Right, exactly. Mayor Lightfoot made that clear in her announcement a couple hours ago. She said the parks are closed, but I think what she really meant was the park facilities are closed. The field houses are going to be closed. You can still certainly walk through the park and, you know, take a nice slow walk through the park. But you know, if you're there, obviously don't congregate. Don't be hanging out with people, you know, too close. But yes, they're not going to be shutting down. They're not going to be gating off the parks. In fact, we're going to need them more than ever.
If people are worried about something breaking down in their house and they're going to go run to fix it, hardware stores are still going to be open. They are considered essential, yeah?
And yeah, there's a good list we've got on our site too, where we kind of just sifted through the different executive orders about what you can do and what you can't do. Hardware stores for sure. That was one of the things that even in Italy that had even more restrictive rules. And pharmacies and hardware stores, those were still open. So your Home Depot is going to be open. Lou Manfredini.
Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, also other places, like you can still go to your restaurants that have started up their, you know, ramping up their carry out and their delivery. Those are still going to be open. Grocery stores, of course. Now, a question we've been getting a lot from people, will liquor stores be open? The answer is yes.
Oh.
Early reports, my co-worker Stephanie Lule drove by at Binny's an hour ago and said there were lines wrapping around the block. So get that word out. The liquor stores are not closing down.
Yeah, chill out, people. You'll be okay. Calm down. You don't need that much before tomorrow at 5. Space it out. And that goes for grocery stores, too. I know that the mayor and the governor were trying to assure people there is enough food for everyone. You don't need 9 weeks' worth. Just get in the next couple days or so, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah, it was interesting. I went to the grocery store yesterday at about midday, and there was hardly anybody there.
Yeah.
It was stocked up. Everyone was, you know, it was eerily polite and respectful of everyone's space. But so I think people are listening to the, you know, don't hoard. We're not closing down these grocery stores. You don't need to buy, you know, 400 pounds of chicken tonight.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you're not having, yeah, unless you're going to freeze it all, you have nowhere to put it anyway. So just chill out. Plumbers, electricians, you say, are going to be open. If your car breaks down, auto repair shops will remain open. We had texters wondering about the homeless population. I know that's a huge issue that not only Chicago, Illinois are tackling, but California is really trying to go and figure out what they're going to do. In fact, there was a court case where a judge was lambasting officials because officials were saying, well, we're going to try and send them home. And the judge was like, well, that's the whole point. That's the problem. So homeless shelters in Chicago and across Illinois still going to be open, correct?
That's correct, yes. And they're going to be just doing their best to enforce the distancing on everyone there. But right, we you know, it's not the time to turn our backs and make it even harder on them.
Yeah. What's the enforcement look like? Let's say there's five people congregating around, they're all chatting with each other, officer drives by, what do they have the authority to do? What are they going to do?
Well, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see exactly how that plays out. The way the mayor described it today was that the officers are going to be asked to, you know, do, you know, approach the people, basically give them a warning. I'm sure there'll be a little back and forth about, you know, what are you out doing? Are you headed to an essential place? Are you going to the doctor's office or a laundromat? I should throw that in. Laundromats are still open, so
okay,
banks
good.
And post offices. So, you know, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a conversation at first. You know, the last thing they want to do is, you know, is arrest someone for, you know, for being out in a park and or a non-essential thing. So that's, you know, they're assuring us that it's not going there. But, you know, they're really looking for voluntary compliance at this point. The police have plenty to do than to, you know, to ask you, like, you know, are you going to the liquor store or are you going to, you know, somewhere less essential?
Yeah, and people out there, just be nice and just walk and obey what is happening out there. They're trying. I think that the thing is that it's almost like a parent talking to you, like, all right, I'm giving you some of these freedoms, but if you act on up, there might be other consequences. But that's the thing. If people are going to willingly go out there and break some of these things, then, you know, that's what we don't want. We don't want to see stricter enforcement in place or a need for that. So I think if everyone can, and I think most people are going to go ahead and do whatever that, you know, they're going to follow these rules. But I think it's upon all of us to just, you know, chill out and do what they're saying. It'll behoove us all in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're not going to really know for a couple of weeks about the things that we're doing today are taking effect. But you know, you can see it coming, and these things that they're doing it's all about, you know, 2-3 weeks out to just to make sure that we can just keep these numbers down to the point where the hospitals can handle it.
All right, before I let you go, Seamus, you guys have done some incredible work. I know that Block Club Chicago, and you guys have been around for a while now doing great stuff. I mean, this has got to be a trying time for your newsroom, but you guys have really rallied together, and your coverage has been fantastic.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, John. You know what? I'll say, you know, like, everything goes out to our reporters who are doing the hard work. Kelly Bauer has written about 40,000 stories this week. Huh. But, you know, and this is kind of sappy, but, you know, it's good to be in a position where the job that we're doing can be helpful, can be, you know, an essential thing, that it's something that people rely on to get information. So it's been really sort of reassuring that people have been writing to us and saying, thank you for clarifying this. Thank you for asking the question for us. So we're happy to do it. It's, you know, it's an important time to get the accurate information out there, and we're there out there trying to do it every day.
Sign up for Block Club Chicago. Their subscription-based model is available. Their coronavirus coverage, I believe, is going to be free for now, right, Seamus?
Yeah, absolutely. We would never. It hasn't been behind a paywall.
Yeah, okay. You're breaking up a little bit there, Seamus. So go to blockclubchicago.com. He said it's behind the paywall. And they have a great newsletter, too, that they put out every single afternoon on an update on what's going on specific to coronavirus, specific to the neighborhoods, the city, and, of course, what's going on elsewhere. Seamus Toomey, thanks so much. Enjoy a drink, and I'll be joining you at least in spirit at 11 o'clock, okay?
Sorry if I was cutting out. It was definitely not behind the paywall.
Okay.
No way.
No, you're good. Not behind the paywall. That's good. You're still going. Thank you so much, Seamus. Talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, John. Be safe.